My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I want to be like you, Dad. I want to be just like you.
Aristocrat since the cradle with a silver spoon.
Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
When will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka's secretary by then.
I asked my dad if he was upset.
Only with your hairstyle, it always seems so wet.
Cause I said some things that were untrue.
Just blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree. Russian help is a fable that is just a myth.
But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
Hey, you know me. The next time you embarrass me, son,
I'll be replaced by Tiffany.
Well, welcome back. The Capitol steps were founded in December 1981, when some staffers from Senator James Percy's office were planning entertainment for a Christmas party. Since then, they've been putting the mock and democracy in Washington, on tour, on the radio, and during the summer in Lenox, Massachusetts, for a really, really long time. The musical satirists call the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort their summer home, performing every night except Tuesday through the 31st of August. We love that they are so close. The Cap Steps' latest album is Making America Grin Again. We are joined by longtime steppers and dear friends of this program, Barry Byrne and Jack Rawls. How are you both?
We are so happy to be back again.
Yes. We love having you here.
Love you more.
Well, you know, I don't know. It seems like I just say this all the time to you all, and I just can't think of anything else to say, so I'll say it, which is this has to – well, let me ask it as a serious question, which is, given what you do and given that you're doing it for an audience that is hungry, it seems as though there wouldn't be a better time doing what you do.
We have an embarrassment of riches to work with this year, I have to say, on both sides of the aisle. And it's reflected in the fact that the audiences are, especially up here, continue to, you know, they're streaming in and they're thanking us for helping them laugh. You know, they seem to have, you know, lost the laughter gene somewhere along the way, but we brought it back somehow.
Yeah, they'll show up and they'll say, you know, I really didn't think I could laugh, but I'm really glad I came. I needed this and I couldn't stop laughing. It was great.
Right. And we do need it. I mean, it is needed. I assume even for you as performers that you need it.
Absolutely.
It's this great stress reliever for everybody. And, you know, the laughter really helps take the edge off of the current events. And since current events are happening at a faster pace. Yes. Like you can't, if you get away from Twitter for like 15 minutes, you've missed a whole news cycle, you know?
Right. So normally the night before this program goes on the air at 9 o'clock, you try to put it to bed. You know, you try to figure it out and say, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. And I go to bed, you know, hopefully.
Counting your blessings.
Right. Hopefully that everything is going to be set. And then you wake up in the morning and it's all just shot to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you have that as much, or is there a little elasticity within the program that gives it, if you are mocking Trump, mm-hmm. company, Nancy, Chuck, and group, that it works sort of regardless?
Well, absolutely. We absolutely have the flexibility in the program. We may not get a whole new song in by the next night, but our material is flexible enough that we can add a new joke or two, because what's very important to us is that we stay current. And the audience always appreciates that.
So Monday afternoon, Monday morning, the president of Russia and the president of the United States met on the world stage in Helsinki, Finland. How does that affect your show Monday night?
It affects it. We adjusted the show to we brought in some references to that event, events that were happening in Helsinki, and it was to tremendous response.
Right.
People were loving it.
It's
the gift that keeps on giving for us.
Tossed it out there to see if it would play, and man, it played just great.
Yeah.
Well, right, because it's what's on everyone's mind at the moment.
Yes.
And they want to react to it in some way.
And the characters are larger than life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And keep coming at you. You know, Trump wakes up every morning thinking, how can I help these comedians?
Right.
Now, so do you play Trump?
I play many of the other characters that Trump's the only.
He plays Trump Jr.
I play Bernie. I play Pence. I play Trump Jr. That was the clip you were playing.
He plays
before.
Putin.
The song, Sessions, Schumer, Wolf, Putin, Manafort. You know, everybody's
Wolf.
One. That it's like Cher now.
Wolf.
Everybody just has the one name. Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, Wolf Blitzer. Okay, not Michael Wolf.
Right.
Wolf
no.
Blitzer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So he's, okay.
Yeah, Wolf. That Wolf.
Yes, I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's good. Somebody needs to play him. And for you?
Oh, Kellyanne Conway, Betsy DeVos, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, it's great. It's just, you know, there's some really fabulous characters this year to play.
Oh.
Now, when you say you add jokes to the show, and how much of that is on your shoulders? How much of that is from the home office? How much of that is, you know, what does that work? I mean, you all have been along
for a long time. Well, because we work up here every night, I mean, most of the time you get a few days to develop something. But sometimes, because we're up here 6 days a week performing, we don't have the luxury of waiting sometimes for the office, and sometimes we'll try to come up with something ourselves and try it out. If it works, we tell the office, and they say run with it. And sometimes they get it to us if they're on top of it as well. So
and sometimes we're furiously texting back and forth. Hey, what about this? Oh, wait, no, I got this great idea.
Right,
and
we'll,
it's sort of this little conference. You know, that we're all working together.
Right.
There was a moment yesterday, and we talked about this earlier this morning, but there's this moment where yesterday, Andrea Mitchell is talking to Dan Coats, who is in charge of our national intelligence, and said, oh, by the way, did you know the president has invited Vladimir Putin back to Washington? And he said, I'm sorry, what? Now, I asked the question in this way, which is, do you ever find... So she was breaking the news
to him.
To him,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Do you feel sometimes that you are breaking the news to the audience, that they're finding out from you as to what is happening?
Sometimes we do because, frankly, let's face it, we marinate in this sort of stuff.
Right.
But the rest of the world, they're out there. They've got their lives, their jobs, their families. They may not be following the
screw
news
them,
all
by
day.
The way.
Exactly. Really.
Good for you.
So sometimes it might be the first time they're hearing about something might be from us.
And it gives you that, because I find this sometimes on even, again, we marinate in this stuff, but I find it even with the late night comedians, I have to check and say, I'm sorry, is that, did that really happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it did. Oh, good Lord.
Well, you know, gone are the days when whole weeks could go by and there wouldn't be something, a really big story, a big newsworthy story, whereas these days... Like I said, it's just ongoing. It's...
Now, having looked at some of the rundowns of your shows, it seems that you do this on purpose because you could run into the trap which I think a lot of us fall into sometimes because you just can't help it, which is you just get too much Trump. You know, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so you seem to parse it out and look at, you know, okay, we'll give you a little of this, we'll give you a little of that, and we'll talk, because there's plenty of other stuff to make fun of.
Right. Well, we don't want people to feel that the show is so loaded on one side. And granted, right, Jack, that one party, since one party is controlling all three branches of government pretty much now, they're going to get the bulk of what we do. However, like you said, you want to parse it out. There are other issues to deal with. There are cultural issues to deal with. So if you feel like you've had enough of one particular issue, just wait for 2 minutes. It's like a bus. Another song will come along, and you'll be distracted.
Now, I know the three of us have discussed this before, but let's talk about it again, which is the importance slash fun of having a summer home.
It's tremendous, especially when it's the Cranwell and it's in the Berkshires and it's up in this beautiful region of our country. We are very grateful for it. You know, we have our regular show in Washington, D.C. at the Reagan Building every Friday and Saturday night. We enjoy that. We get great crowds. But the opportunity to come up here and do what we're doing and share the laughs is just tremendous.
And it's like a vacation for us. A lot of us bring our families up here. It's a coveted gig. Everybody wants a chance to
within
come up
team,
here.
Within the team, within the troop?
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And we have so many people who come up here and come up to us after the show and say, we see you every single year. We look forward to it every year. Well, yeah. We look forward to it also.
Let me, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school, but this particular administration, there are many pluses. Well, there are many minuses, but there are pluses. And one of them seems to be that it's been good for public radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good for business. And because people are concerned and they want to know more. And so do you find yourself, are bookings up? I mean, are people looking for this more than perhaps they were 2 years ago?
Well, generally speaking, our bookings are up anytime there's an election, whether it's a presidential election or a midterm election. But because this midterm election is so crucial, we do seem to see a lot more people engaged. And the bookings are generally up on, like I said, if we're in midterm years.
Absolutely. We're coming into, you know, the fall, once things start really ratcheting up and we get closer to the midterms, mm-hmm. Where we see the schedule mm-hmm. for what we're going into, and it is definitely up.
Now, you say, obviously, you do this for both, you mock everybody, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tend, and you mentioned the company in Washington, of course, there's the home in the Cranwell, but you do travel all over the country
yes.
as well. Are you in more blue states than red states?
We're everywhere.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
We played all 50 states, and I don't really think we play more blue than red.
I leave here and I'll be in Oklahoma the week after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all over the
place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, coveted gig that too.
Hey,
if you cash the check, it's all a coveted gig.
That's right.
But so, do you find the audiences any different? Is there a sociological thing there or no?
Not state to state. It's it varies all over the country. It could be, you know, maybe no.
Okay, there's the answer to that
yeah,
question.
There's just a...
As far as our public audiences go, we, you know, when we go to like university towns, it tends to be more liberal. But like Jack said, when we're in red states, we do get a balance, it really sort of depends. I think the audiences are equally receptive.
A very famous comedian once told me that people in Las Vegas don't laugh at political jokes. And I was just wondering.
That's not true. I can tell you that because
okay.
we did a week-long gig at a casino in this. I think we've been there a couple years now.
In January.
Yeah.
Yes. We're doing it again this January.
Right. And I went last time and we had a fantastic time, and the audiences were great, and they were huge, and they were very receptive.
What do you think it is? Let's face it. You have the CDs out. You're on public radio. You're mm-hmm. doing this gig at Cranwell. Capital Steps is a brand. You've been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. There is an expectation. I mean, there's a trust that when you go to see a show that it's gonna be good.
Well, I think... It's people. It's nice to know that we are a trusted brand because, and I think we get that sense because when we're in our home station, at our home base, people bring when they have guests from out of town, they always bring them to see the Capitol steps because it's for it's a 90-minute sample of what Washington is all about, and that's what we do up here.
So tonight you'll both be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And anything? What do you think?
What are we working on for today? I don't think I've even looked yet.
I have to check the news.
Yeah, what's the news?
Yeah, anything that we should
any suggestions?
We should
know about? You got a couple thoughts there?
Right.
No, bring it.
Really?
We'll make it happen.
We need all the help we can get.
Come on. I haven't even looked at Twitter yet, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can't get away from it, right?
No, you can't
get away from it. You got to check it and see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. And we will, yeah.
Well, and you will.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Be always fun. Well, the Capitol Steps perform every day except for Tuesday. You get a break. They give you a day off.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we get to go see other shows or other cultural events in the Berkshires, which is fantastic.
That's good. As if it were meant to be.
Yes.
You're at the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts. Beautiful place to be. You're there through August 31st, although you two won't be there through the full time.
We've been here since the opening, and we will be leaving next week, and then another fantastic cast will be up, picking up and taking it the next couple of weeks.
All good stuff. To learn more, you can go to capsteps.com. Capsteps.com. Jack, Barry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to listen to a little bit of your work. And again, people can find out more at capsteps.com. Always great to see you both. Thank you very much.
We miss you already.
Thank you.
Bye.
Here's a question, Mr. Sessions. Raise your hand and tell us, please. Though we see no repercussions, it appears from our discussions that you did meet with the Russians. You said that isn't true, but we found communication between Russia and you. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do, huh?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. Here's a question, Claire McCaskill. How about you tell us, please? Just cause Democrats kept losing, are you blaming Russian schmoozing? Because I find it amusing that you met with Russians too. You say you forgot, but tweeted.
Audience, here's what you should do. You sing lie, lie, lie if you think we both are through. What do you think? Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Shut up.
Lie, 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 lie.
Can we forget the Russians yet? I would say, niet.